Mother Yashoda saw within the mouth of Krishna the whole sky, including the luminaries, stars in all directions, the sun, moon, fire, air, seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, and all other movable and immovable entities. When Mother Yashoda saw this, her heart began to throb, and she murmured within herself, "How wonderful this is! How wonderful this is!" She could not express anything, but simply closed her eyes. She was absorbed in wonderful thoughts. Krishna is showing the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even when lying down on the lap of his mother, proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether he is manifested as a child on the lap of his mother or as a charioteer on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The concoction of the impersonalist that one can become God by meditation or by some artificial material activities is herewith declared false. God is always God in any condition or status, and the living entities are always the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. They can never be equal to the inconceivable supernatural power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asam Mudva. Asam Mudva is a term in Sanskrit to use. That the living entities are Asam Mudva. They can never be equal. Asam, Sama means equal. They can never be equal. Or Udva, Urdva Retasaha. They can never be beyond or above the Lord. And they can't be equal, not what to speak of equal, they can never be above. They're always subordinate to the Lord, always dependent on the Lord, always serving the Lord. So in this small section here, actually there's a couple times where Mother Yashoda saw the universal form within the mouth of baby Krishna. When she saw the universal form, her heart began to throb. She was excited, and she just thought, "Oh, how wonderful this is!" And she closed her eyes and just thought of wonderful, became absorbed in wonderful thoughts, and that's all. Whereas we see in Bhagavad Gita and Kurukshetra, some years later, about 89 years later, because now Krishna's 1 year old, and at the age of 90, roughly 90 years old, as Prabhupada said, he's on the battle of Kurukshetra, and again he showed the universal form to Arjuna. When Arjuna saw the universal form, he was trembling in trepidation and overwhelmed in fear, and he started crying and moaning, and, "Krishna, please take away this universal form. Show again your two-hand form," and like that. So he was overwhelmed by the opulence and majesty of it all, and then he became very respectful towards Krishna and started begging forgiveness. "Oh, I was too friendly with you, and you know, I rubbed holy on your face, and I should have been more respectful." But and then, you know, we sat together on the same bed, we sat together on the same rickshaw, and we ate together, and you treated me as a friend, as your sukha. But now I see that you're the supreme universal form of creation, and everything is entering, all the soldiers entering your mouth and being devoured. So please forgive me. I saw these. Feelings are there. But then the acharyas explained here is a little bit different with Mother Yashoda. Despite showing this miracle, these miracles, Krishna could never create amongst his mother or any of the gopis any kind of reverential awe. There's no shantabhav. There's shantabhav, like reverence and awe. He could not create any of that within them, even though he just displayed so many miraculous things. What to speak of his universal form is like the piece de resistance. They say peace to resistance of Krishna, the act of all acts. I mean, now he's 1 year old. So what has he done so far? By the age of one, what has he done? He's killed this 12-mile-long Putana. He killed his Shakatasura, right? When Putana was killed, he assumed a body 12 miles long. And they burned her body and smelled like fragrant sandalwood because they had been purified by Krishna's touch. And then the next demon was the Shakat Asura, cart demon, and then Trinavarta. And then the sort of curtain call, he shows the universal form to Mother Yashoda on top of it all. Just one day, she's nursing her child, and patting him, oh my baby, so beautiful. And then he looked in his mouth, wow, stars and seas and islands and mountains and forests and fire and moon and sun in all directions. Pretty amazing. What a wonderful thing. Yeah, she doesn't think so, it doesn't become overwhelmed at all. So despite all that, they never develop any reverential awe, and they never think of Krishna as great. She just closed her eyes, and she didn't offer any prayers, but she just became absorbed in wonderful thoughts. Whereas in Vasudeva and Devaki, the foster parents of Krishna, when Krishna appeared and he had a full head of hair and he had a mukut and Shringar and, you know, Dodi and Kostubha Gem and all his forearms, folded hands and started, immediately became reverential and respectful and started offering all kinds of prayers and like that. But Mother Yashoda, oh, that's a wonderful thing. That sounds so nice. She just closed her eyes with no prayers. When he was on Mother Yashoda, she was just thinking, when Krishna was on Mother Yashoda's lap, he was lying on her lap and he saw a bird flying overhead in the sky. And he was lying there on his mother's lap and he's looking up and he saw some parrot or some bird fly over. And then in his tottering voice, he desired to fly like a bird. And he was saying, oh, Mother Yashoda, I want to fly like that. Can I fly like that? He's just saying, like, that bird is flying. I want to go like that. And so they say this is why this pastime took place, the Trinavarta, because Krishna had a desire. It's all Leela. It's not some demon. Of course, the demon plays a part. But they say that Krishna, one day he was lying in the lap of Mother Yashoda, and he saw this bird flying in the sky. Oh, Can I do like that? So then explains that at once Yoga Maya acted to fulfill Krishna's will, and and then Krishna became so heavy that, oh, so what happened, the whole pastime, she was, as we heard earlier, that Krishna was in Mother Yashoda's lap, but that's why it sounds, do you remember, I thought it was kind of funny too, that Mother Yashoda, she was, because this is what Vishwanath explains. One day, shortly after the Janmashtami ceremony, the Abhishek and Krishna's first birthday, Mother Yashoda was patting the baby on her lap. The baby felt too heavy, and being unable to carry him, she unwillingly placed him on the ground. So you said that a one-year-old baby weighs a few kilos. Mm-hmm. So now Mother Yashoda, she can't carry, pick up a few kilos? So do we think of some question, well, how would the baby felt too heavy, and put him on the ground? Because it's all arranged in Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya made Krishna feel so heavy, made Krishna feel like 300 kilos. Mother Yashoda was like, wow, it's so heavy. So the Krishna, in order for this whole pastime, Krishna fulfilling his desire to fly in the sky like a bird. Because just before that, when he was lying in Mother Yashoda's lap, he was looking at the birds, oh, that would be nice to fly like that bird. And then to fulfill that desire, Yoga Maya arranged that he became very heavy then. Mother Yashoda put him down so that he could have it, you know, go and fly like that. So then Mother Yashoda couldn't hold him any longer, so she put him down. So fearing that there was some evil might happen to the child, Mother Yashoda went to the puja room in her temple in Nandishwar, and she, well, no, this is in Gokul, and she started praying to Lord Narayan, and she brought back some sacred articles for protecting her child, and different kavachas. These kind of things, covetous and different things, she brought back to Thailand as well. So that was after the Sakatasura demon, right? The Sakatasura demon, so she has him in his lap, and oh, he feels so heavy, well, you know, puts him down. Well, anyway, now here I'll go and do some puja. So then Trinavarta came and picked up Krishna, and he took him for some time. And during that time, Braja was enveloped in dust and darkness, so no one could see himself or others because there was so much dust and grit. But meanwhile, Krishna was enjoying a wonderful flight in the sky. But, so Krishna was just flying because he wanted to fly like a bird. So Trinavarta, Yogamaya arranged many, many things. Because remember it said there was so much dust in the sky that no one could see himself or anyone else. You couldn't, like in a foggy day, you can't see the car in front of you or something on the freeway. So that was all arranged so Krishna could just, you know, because if everyone looked up and saw Krishna flying through the air, everyone would be so disturbed and they'd be so frightened that Krishna doesn't want to disturb anyone or frighten anyone. So he just covered everyone's vision so no one could see. And he's just flying through the sky, the Srinivarti, you know, flying all over the bridge, flying up and down to fulfill his desire to fly like a bird. That's what it said, it went very high in the sky. It took him very, very high in the sky. But when Krishna saw when he heard the loud crying of his beloved gopas and gopis, he got impatient to return to Mother Yashoda's lap. So again, Yogamaya acted in the same way. So Krishna became very heavy again, and the Asura couldn't carry him. Just like Mother Yashoda couldn't carry him so that he could be released, he'd fly around in the sky with Srinivarta. Now the Asura couldn't carry him anymore, and he had to bring him back, and he came back to Mother Yashoda's lap. Let me try to explain this little aspect of this pastime. Srinivarta. Srinivarta, he represents the anartha that we'll just read about here. He represents the third obstacle to pure devotion, which is mentioned as wrong speculation, controversy. In Braja, on the path of spontaneous love, or Raga Nuga Bhakti, it's difficult for the proper spiritual state to appear until the demon, Srinivarta, which represents the embodiment of disloyal controversy, has been killed outright. All philosophical speculative arguments of the pseudo-Buddhist and empiric rationalists are obstructed to the growth of the disposition of braja. When the soul is eclipsed by the rajagun and tamagun, one cannot render devotional service to Krishna. Atrinavarta, and Brahmavarta Prana says, there is a king, King Panyadesh, his name was previous name. Wild. Anyway, from previous life of Srinivarta. He was cursed by Devasa Muni. He lived 100,000 years on earth and then be killed by Krishna. That's the previous position. I have to look up again an explanation of the anartha, it's not very really clear.
Yeah, that's
just whole of the book, demon. Oh. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. We keep it here, and we can add that. Because it's back in the Thakur, and she's in the Shikshamati, explains about the demons, and I took some notes on that, but they're not very clear. Putin was killed on Krishna on the 6th day, and Sakadasura was killed on the 81st day, and the main ceremony was on the 100th day, and at the 365th day, Srinivarta was killed. Sorry to explain. Name giving ceremony is the 100th day. 81st day, Sakadasura. 81st day means how many months? 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 3 months. Name giving ceremony is about a little bit longer, 3 months, and then after 1 year, it's not like that. Comparison of Bible time. Walks really good. Speaks really good. That Krishna's really good. boy, wow. We didn't have some colors like this going around.
So
what?
He had flower petals and was throwing them around.
For what? Who is he?
Monday.
Wow, that's a breath. That's why the Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada's mentioning, as we mentioned that, there's about 2-3 pages, I think, in the book about crying, quotes about crying.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big book. About crying for Krishna. And as we were mentioning, we were talking with one disciple, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he was emphasizing this point with his disciples over the last few months. These are very deep points. They're very deep, actually. What's being discussed. I want you to understand and think and hear this sometimes over. Because Krishna reveals himself in very mystical ways to devotees that are really serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness. He provides all special associations, special facilities to give us exactly what we require to attain his lotus feet. If we're too big to cry, that means we're too proud for the spiritual. We're too proud for the spiritual world. Because when you read about the spiritual world, you know everyone's crying. Yoda's crying. Nanda's crying. Radharani's crying, Krishna's crying, Balaram's crying, Sridhar's crying, Subal's crying, everyone's crying. So what's crying they're doing? So if we're proud, if we think, oh, I'm a big person now, I'm a big man, I'm a big lady, I don't cry, that's for babies, or that's for, I'm too big, I'm a big this or that, I can't cry. Then we're too big for the spiritual world. We're too proud to enter the kingdom of the soul. Too proud to enter Krishna's kingdom. Steel-framed heart. Our heart is made of steel. So hard, so cruel. So cruel and hard and mean. But tears are like powerful elements. They can melt even steel. Now this just doesn't make sense. If you say to a materialist, my dear scientist, my dear Mr. Empiricist, I have some water here, and with this water I can melt steel. Steel is a very hard thing, and water is a very soft thing, and steel is a very solid thing, and water is a very liquid thing. Not solid, it's liquid. One is liquid, one is solid. And steel is very hard, and this is very soft. And how is it possible? But those are transcendental tears. Those are tears from the soul. And those tears can melt the steel frame of the heart. So let us try to cultivate the sincere practice of crying out for Guru and Krishna. Of course, Prabhupada, he taught us from day one that we should cry out for Krishna. When he gave us the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, which is our very life breath, the life breath of the devotee is his chanting of the holy name. And he told us we should chant the holy name like a child crying for its mother. So, crying is given lesson one. Lesson one, day one with Bhakta Joe. Bhakta Joe, here's your mala. Now here's how you do it. You chant, but you should cry. I'm supposed to cry? How are you supposed to cry? Oh, I can't cry. How are you supposed to cry? you know, a big guy coming from a, you know, football team or something, trying to be a devotee. And, you know, I never cried, that's for babies. The Prabhupada's telling you, just like when the rich man, when the big aristocrat came to Bhakti Santa Saraswati in Mayapur, and he said, oh, I want to be your disciple. You're a big spiritual master, and you're very famous all over Bengal, and you have this Bodhi Math, and I'm very impressed by your lectures, and you're very scholarly and intellectual and powerful and pure. I have chosen you for my guru. I want to be your guru. Bhakti Santa Saraswati said, that's very fine. Okay.
I want to be your guru.
Yeah, well, that's probably how he taught me. But he said, I want to be your disciple. He said, this man to the Bhakti Sanat, I want to be your disciple. that could sound kind of puffed up, I guess. So I'm very intelligent. I'm very scholarly, I'm very learned. I want to be your guru. No, he was glorifying Bhakti Siddhanta. I guess my memory's not working so well. And he said, I want to be your disciple. He asked Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he said, I want to be your disciple. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura said, yes, fine, very well, I accept your offer. Are you pleased? You go. And he said, I want some service. He said, yes, I'll give you service. You go in the kitchen, you wash the pots there. There's some pots there you can wash. And the man said, what? You don't understand. I'm from the so-and-so family. I'm from the, you know, Bhattacharya Upadaya Upadhyaya family of Calcutta. You know, we're one of the very highly placed people, respectful families, most respectful families of Calcutta. Do you? Is there some other service I can do? Bhakti Sandra says what he said. Better you go back to Calcutta. So the point was that he is too proud to accept a humble service. So he could not. He had no qualification to have access to Krishna or Guru or Krishna. So in the same way, if we're too proud to cry, then we don't get any access to Guru or Krishna. Real Guru or real Krishna. It's like Pondraka Krishna. One demon named Pondraka in the Krishna book, he stuck on two little cardboard arms on his body. And he came out to Dwarka and he said, Krishna, I'm the real Dwarkadish. I'm the real Vasudeva. I'm the real Forum Krishna Chaturbhujanarayan. Who's that imposter in that palace? You come out and fight with me. And then, you know, Krishna got a good laugh out of that, and he's laughing and laughing and laughing. Finally, killed him. So, if you want to get the real Krishna, not the Pondraka Krishna, then we have to really cry out for the holy name. Oh, Mother Hara, oh, energy of the Lord, oh, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in loving service of Shyamasundara Krishna. And crying like that, crying at the lotus feet of the Nam Prabhu, crying at the feet of the holy name, in the day, in the noon, in the night, all the time. That type of mood of chanting, that type of mood of praying, that type of mood of thinking and meditating, very prayerful, very sorrowful, very cryingful type of mood. That's a sure and safe way to success in spiritual life. Sounds simple, right? Just cry. Cry for Krishna. Can you do it? Will you do it? I hope so. Prabhupada cried for Krishna. His eyes were always full of tears. Prabhupada's eyes, they just looked like there were two lotus flowers. My eyes were like two lotus flowers just resting in two lakes. Lakes of tears. So pools, his eyes are like pools of tears. You see some pictures of him, some really stunning pictures now with the centennial coming up there. There's one picture somebody showing, probably looking like this, looking in the distance. Where did I see that? Where is that, in Delhi?
In Delhi.
You had it? And somebody had a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, there's another one. I saw him somewhere. His eyes were full of tears. You know, he was looking up, but it was like this. You could see all these tears. The black and white picture. It was really beautiful. I wanted to get one like that. That one wasn't like that. That other one. This one must be in Delhi. Someone had it. Let me get it. It's really fantastic. You just look at it. You start crying when you look at the picture. He's looking at all this. It's like he's looking up at a Krishna. He has all this pleading in his eyes, like, Krishna, please. Krishna, please. You know, he's just like, oh, incredible. Fantastic. It's like one of millions of pictures. It's like one in a million times. I've seen 20 years of pictures of Prabhupada, 20 years of Vyasa Puja books, you know, 300 pictures. You know, I've seen thousands and thousands of pictures. And this one's special. Really special. Krishna is a sound in ether. All sounds originate from the sound of Krishna's flute and his wonderful sweet voice, Madhuram, Vichi Madhuram, which means the sweet voice of Krishna. Wherever we find Krishna reflected in this universe, we will find an unlimited ocean of sweetness. It's kind of like everyone's in school together. Then one kid breaks his leg, then he has to stay home for 6 months or something. Then he comes back to class and everybody's way ahead, you know, way ahead in the class. And you miss so many chapters and so many lessons. Oh, yeah, I'm chapter 27. I only finished chapter 5 and I broke my leg. Well, I feel like that about Vikas. I feel like we're way ahead on chapter 10 or something. He's still having chapter 1. You know what I mean, in terms of, because he reads a whole lot. I'm not trying to make it a spiritual advancement, but it's saving about this thing. He feels sad that he's kind of missed out on a lot of things. You know? And he's supposed to be part of the family, but he's kind of strange or something. Runaway, castaway, not castaway, but runaway son. How come you stuck around? You came after and stuck around. You know, you came later. You came 4 years ago. You weren't there 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You were disappeared though. When he was more around, you were disappeared.
He lived in the valley. He lived in the
valley.
Yeah.
Now he has a woman and God and he's staying. It's like a mouse and in a cobra. A mouse digs a hole in the ground near to his family. He sticks all his earth out. Takes about 3 days to dig a hole in the ground. Anybody works hard and makes a little house in the ground. The cobra just skims through this along.
says, oh, look at this hole here. And there's under the hole, oh, wow, look, there's lunch and dinner and a snack, too. So he has lunch with the old man and dinner with the old lady and makes a snack with the kid. So he eats the mother's mouth and the father's mouth and the kid's mouth. He has lunch and dinner and a snack to go with it. And after he eats them all, he just lives in the hole and has a happy life, you know. So then the guys came and made a little hole in Vrindavan, and then COVID came in. This mother guy, COVID, came in just and moved into his hole. And eat all the sodom in the house and drink all the powdered milk and everything. And he got this rock. He got this hole in Vrindavan. And when he was leaving from Mayapur, he said, what is it? Are you going to do? I feel like I'm being punished. And he said something like that. He said, now I have to go. I don't really want to go to Mayapur, but I have to go. Funny thing, so I can't let it go. He had this program with all his friends that were going. He was like a guru or something, and he was taking his disciples to Puri and Mayapur. You're all like 60 disciples in Delhi. They had committed to his disciples. He couldn't back out of it. Misty Baba and who else?
Ready.
What?
Ready.
Ready. He's the one coming to Vrindavan as a deity, I suppose. Well, the party is free. Three men. Anyway, maybe we'll join them again. Yeah, well, we've got to say too, we can contribute to the summer. Monica is really quiet, so we trust and give some explanations and secrets and things. He reads a lot. Are you reading a lot also, or are you being quiet? Reading being quiet. The reason he's quiet. Now he's starting to speak, he gave two glasses. Last week he gave two glasses, two covers. He spoke for 2 hours in one place, and how much the other place? Programs. One program had 400 people in it, 400 people in there. Another program had 100 people in it. First two preaching engagements. How many is Navakara Maharaj? Navakara Swami. Nice. Probably like that. Well, probably there's nothing more than probably like it here. That is a preaching, giving class and stuff. Okay. Playing the ganga, cooking, serving the Vaishnavas. Making nice with music to the ears of the devotee. And the devotee serving the Lord and singing, playing the ganga. I like that memorial. I like to sit here in the memorial. I keep trying to listen to stories in the temple. I start my food here in here already by 5 o'clock. And he sits there playing with Ganga. What's going on? You're offering Archie, or he's offering?
Yeah.
You're offering Archie, and Srivast is leaving. Playing off these on the car, so leaving. And off the train, it's figure out how to, you know, sing on key and follow off the car, so. And more is offering. You offering Peacock down there?
Yeah.
And then the other guy, he's playing like somewhere between unbeat and offbeat. He's playing more unbeat than offbeat, I guess. He was playing up the feet. I like to go into coffee too. I shouldn't either. I'm not saying that there's no problem with the moment.
When you come to me with music, then there's no problem.
I don't like it. I'm not making a deal with it, I tell you the truth. I can't really sing to you. I don't really like it. It's kind of an awkward situation. I mean, generally, the memory of everything, but, you know, temple can say that, so this can stand in the most of the gas, unless you're in Columbus, Ohio or something. And now if you consider this, there's all ladies here, so they do everything, and they do all the good things. So here, I mean, you better think this thing better than we do. But the most pleasure you can probably do all the good things. Can you do it? Then I'll be in kind of critical office situation, probably. People trying to hear about it, I got this temple over there. That wouldn't bother me, I don't know. Then the other thing, if I have to go in the other way around, I have to leave it without people. I never liked it when a big guru came to town, came to the temple, and he had such an ego that he had to leave it, he had to sing over the arches and sing over it. You know what I mean? It's like, what happened? The guru should recognize you. You're the guru, not the disciples of the Bengalis and the Krishna leader. When you come to the temple, you know, I have to think that something like this. Let them lead the Krishna. You know, you're going to give a class. That's indisputable. You give a class. So why do you have to lead everything? You know, I've been in the temple, but if the guru comes to town, he needs Mangala food, and then healthy food, and guru food, and everything's there for 4 days, and every day is the same thing. You know, it's like, I don't know what they think. They think they, you know, I don't know what they think. So it's nice to have others, you know, everyone come forward and leave. Like we were leaving at the Gopal Temple. That's where I was going sometimes. And I'm like, yeah, I'm tired of this. Oh no, you tried to leave, and then that little mic right there cut you off and leave. So you weren't serious, powerful. It's just soft. I remember that, right? You tried to leave, and she said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't hide it. Right?
Come back.
Oh, the older, big one.
Yeah.
Who would do it?
Kundalini.
Is it a big one or small?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, so it's big in more ways than one. There you go. That's a funny couple. Oh, that's good. I wonder if we can go there again next year. Or this year. I mean, everybody in the whole movement, they're associated with Vatican. Not because of the book, a lot of them, most of them have had a book, but this is very telling, you know. They just came out of the world, get off of the St. Patrick's Day. And they think for more of it, they think, oh, you're here, I'll tell you what Vatican. So everyone says that. Every single star for the rest of you. You're here, I'll tell you what Vatican. Everyone. I don't understand anybody. Oh, you're here, I thought you were anything.
When I stopped and I was just waiting for him to stop, then I was thinking, oh, how can I ever meet you? Because he's saying the Vatican. So he was a Vatican. Someone said, you're a Vatican doing budget. And I didn't know what it was. So I thought, you're a Vatican doing budget.
And we have the courage of Mohan out there. Going for the table of his enemy. And he's going for it. And he's going to address it.
How many times you say Radhakum? You say Radhakum. No, you don't go Bengal. You say Radhakum. I know outside. You say Radhakum. I'm telling you, what is it? You say Radhakum. Okay, or you know, I'm the wrong way with it. I can understand that being there one month and trying to be actually be there in the right consciousness, but my intention is to be the capital of being there. That's true.
yourself too. Nothing else. Thank you. And not only that, when all the yogis came and invited him out to Arakaga, invited him out, and they all came out, and they got him a hit of power and started dancing at Arakaga.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're back with. Yeah, you must not have heard about the same thing. Pretty good. Keep just talking or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't know.